And that was an article reprinted from Foreign Policy and Focus. But the principal cons that they hope will keep us in line, a lot of those we've been talking about on this show, technology is a big one, the notion that we have to defer not just to the thinkers in government, but to the thinkers in business and the thing, you know, in other words, we are not thinkers. And that's obviously designed to keep us children, that con, that message. And so this is not from Foreign Policy in Focus or the Yale Globalization Center. It's just a regular old article from the Associated Press, also found in this most recent Epoch Times, February 14 to 20, which says Bay Area leaders consider merging the region. What do you and I think about that? Nobody cares. And so we persist in giving our allegiance to this, to literally just ideas, ideas only, and ignoring our bodies, which tell us, no, this isn't a democracy. No, we aren't free. No, we don't have any say about the structure of our lives. No, the way the world is designed has nothing to do with what I want. You know, I want clean air and water. I want to be able to, you know, feel powerful. No, you can't do that. This is for the leaders to decide. And so, for instance, it says in this article, quote, powerful regions are the new basic units of government in the 21st century, said Paul Sappho, who is a technology forecaster. Continuing, he says, city-states, pointing to Singapore and Hong Kong, city-states are the powerful nexus of power, commerce, culture, and identity. So this is why we have, unquote, so this is why we have to keep our eyes on our prize, which means first we have to have a prize, and then we have to keep an eye on what power is doing. They have to be able to maneuver adroitly between all these various propaganda props. On the one hand, nation state is something they want to weaken our allegiance to, unless you're, of course, you're Somalia, because you don't actually have a herded and captive population yet, then of course they need a strong nation state to get those people, get them in line. But we here in the United States are largely already in line. And so nation state, in our case, is rather an unwieldy unit for power to manage adroitly. So we have to keep an eye on these guys, figure out, like, you know, but much more important, maybe I should retract that statement, because I do believe that if we were to begin ignoring power and start these conversations looking at the unconscious conditioning which rules our lives and deciding whether we want to be small, and I don't think that's a judgment. I don't think that's just opinion that we are kept small. I think those who decide consciously to grow their own souls rapidly discover the degree to which they were kept small. It's hard when you're in it to see it that way, but once you embark on that process and begin challenging the myths by which our lives are organized, we rapidly begin to grow our souls. And we recognize that they were in fact held down by these myths, by ideas only.